Let's head now to a rural area 75 kilometres northeast of Darwin. It's a place where the CSIRO operates an air pollution monitoring station that feeds into a global network. And now, local Aboriginal rangers who look after the land have been trained to work there. It's helping scientists around the world make sense of what's happening to our climate. Kate Ashton filed this report.
It might not sound like much, but what you're hearing is climate science at work. Larrakia ranger Tanisha Farrell is filling a glass canister with top-end air.
We set the flask in an airtight facility in the container, and we withdraw the air from the outside. So all that data that gets put and the air pollution gets put into a flask, it gets sent away.
The work she's doing is part of a new collaboration between the ranger group from near Darwin and the CSIRO. The rangers are collecting data for the World Meteorological Organization's Global Atmospheric Watch program, which takes air samples to measure greenhouse gas and air pollution levels.
So I was blown away by all the scientists, and hopefully this will run its course in the future, as well as more rangers to come.
Research scientist Zoe Lowe works in the CSIRO Climate Research Centre. She says it's important work.
We're getting not just a record of the major greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide and methane, but we can measure a whole range of other trace gases too that are really important in the global carbon cycle.
The Northern Territory Baseline Atmosphere Pollution Station opened in 2010, and it's one of around 50 stations around the world, including one at Cape Grim in Tasmania, that feeds into an international network. Jessica Pontarero is also part of the Gunpoint program.
It takes a while to get your head around everything, but they've gone through a very thorough process with everything, so it's been quite interesting.
Scientist Zoe Lowe says the Indigenous rangers have lots to contribute.
And can tell us about things like patterns of biomass burning, which is really incredibly important for understanding and interpreting our results.
And she says there are positive benefits for the rangers too.
I think that the young women who are doing this sampling for us are starting to learn much more about climate science and the atmosphere, and they're going to take that knowledge back to their communities and share that science. And I think that's another really important aspect of this collaboration.
Research scientist Zoe Lowe, and that report from Kate Ashton.